Title: 7 Insurance Regulatory Issues That Frequently Arise in Private Equity Transactions. Content: Private equity investment has become a defining feature of the modern insurance industry. Across carriers, brokers, managing general agents, MGAs, third-party administrators, TPAs, insurtech companies, and other insurance service providers, private equity investors have become some of the industry's most active acquirers and sources of capital. While many aspects of private equity transactions in the insurance sector resemble acquisitions in other industries, insurance remains heavily regulated at the state level. As a result, investors, management teams, and transaction counsel frequently encounter regulatory issues that can significantly impact transaction timing, structure, post-closing integration, and future exit opportunities. The following are 7 regulatory issues that frequently arise in private equity-backed insurance transactions. 1. Not all insurance businesses are regulated the same way. One of the most common mistakes made by first-time insurance investors is assuming that all insurance businesses are subject to similar regulatory requirements. In reality, regulatory obligations vary significantly depending on the nature of the target business. A transaction involving a licensed insurance producer, agency, brokerage, MGA, or TPA may require a very different regulatory analysis than a transaction involving an insurer. Likewise, businesses operating in multiple jurisdictions may face different requirements in each state where licenses are maintained. As a result, one of the earliest diligence priorities should be identifying exactly which entities hold licenses, what activities they perform, and what regulatory requirements apply to a change in ownership. 2. Acquisitions of insurers may trigger Insurance Holding Company Act requirements. Transactions involving insurers often implicate state insurance holding company statutes. Although requirements vary by jurisdiction, a person is generally presumed to control an insurer upon acquiring a specified ownership threshold, often 10% or more of voting securities. Acquisitions that result in control typically require prior regulatory approval through a Form A filing or equivalent approval process. Regulators commonly evaluate the financial condition of the acquiring parties, the competence, experience, and integrity of proposed controlling persons, future plans for the insurer, competitive impacts, enterprise risk considerations, and the interests of policyholders. Because regulatory review can materially affect deal timing, transaction documents should appropriately account for approval requirements and potential regulatory delays. 3. A producer, MGA, and TPA transactions often have hidden licensing issues. Transactions involving producers, MGAs, TPAs, and similar entities frequently present licensing issues that are overlooked during the early stages of a deal. Many states require ownership disclosures, reporting of changes in designated responsible licensed individuals, amendments to licensing records, or notice filings following a change in control. Some jurisdictions require advance notice or approval, while others impose post-closing reporting obligations. Private equity sponsors frequently acquire businesses through complex holding company structures that may not align neatly with existing licensing records. Careful diligence of ownership structures, licensing status, and state reporting requirements can help avoid post-closing compliance issues. 4. Capital management strategies are subject to regulatory constraints. Private equity sponsors often focus on capital efficiency and return on invested capital. In the insurance industry, however, capital management decisions frequently operate within a regulatory framework that differs significantly from most other sectors. For insurers, extraordinary dividends typically require regulatory approval. Capital distributions, surplus management strategies, affiliate transactions, and certain reinsurance arrangements may also receive regulatory scrutiny. Insurance regulators generally evaluate these matters through the lens of solvency protection and policyholder interests rather than investor returns. Strategies that may be routine elsewhere often require substantial regulatory engagement when implemented within an insurance group. 5. Affiliate transactions frequently receive regulatory attention. Private E.